Let's do it. Let's do it, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back. It's your host. This is FCFVA Talk Radio, in case you didn't know. Rivermind Edition. I'm going to be playing with a few little options during this episode because I'm trying to learn my platform a little bit. So y'all bear with me. But y'all hanging out with me, FCFVA in Lynchburg. In case you didn't notice, we are currently on the list for Lynchburg Podcast, Pittsburgh Podcast, and also Virginia Beach Podcast. When I say the list, it simply means if you pull up a list of some of the more popular podcasts in those areas, we finally made the list. So shout out to the viewers. Y'all are the reason why. And the listeners, viewers. Because you're viewing something while you're listening sometimes. So you get what I'm saying. Hey, check it out. Rivermind Edition. We're out here. The whole team, the whole crew is out here. So I'm going to see if I could drop a little bit of music on here. Hopefully it's not too loud. And there we go. Let me see. Oh, no. Okay, here we go. Let's turn down just a little bit. Oh yeah, this is a live situation now, so it's not scripted. It's not scripted at all. And how you guys feel about that?
Uh-oh.
Oh yeah, it's a surprise, right? So, as you see in the description, I was saying something about, hey, you get tired of this when I come to Lynchburg, right? You know I gotta complain about the driving, so being one who drives 24/7, it seems. I have a complaint. Merging, for one. When it's time to merge on the expressway, on the highway, and you see the lane that you're merging into as far as the exit or the exit ramp, put your turn signal on in advance, 500 feet, that's a few car lengths, quite a few, a little ways ahead of the exit, throw your signal on, then as you're approaching the exit, you don't slam on brakes because people are going behind you, like 65, 70 miles per hour sometimes, so ease on the brake, tap it a couple times to let them know that you're stopping because sometimes people are looking away from their from the highway, from the road. Tap that brake. But don't slam on the brakes to stop your car. Just tap it gently. You know, don't slam on the brakes twice. Tap it. Flash, you know, your brake lights, so they say. That's if somebody's riding right behind you. Again, do not slam on your brakes to where you're slowing your vehicle down. You just tap it to activate the brake light. If you don't know how to do that, practice in the parking lot before you practice it on the highway. But yeah, brake, get over into the lane when it's open and available to get over, and continue to exit. What you should not do is go out here driving on these people's roads, slamming on brakes when you're exiting. Like, I've seen it so many times. I've seen people do that. And another thing, respect the big vehicles on the road. They cannot stop like cars. You can't swerve in front of tractor trailers and expect them to avoid hitting you without putting maybe hundreds of other people in danger on these roads. So definitely be a little more aware when you're out here driving. Have nothing to say about the elderly. Give them, if you notice that somebody driving a little under the speed limit, give them a little time to get where they're going and find their bearings. Don't rush up on them. Don't drive past them and scare them and shake them up. Like, just be a little patient yourself. You never know, and the blind spot is a dangerous place. It's just the driving in the city, you know, not the drivers. Because a lot of times folks are coming in from different areas, they don't know where they're going, there are new traffic patterns everywhere, so you guys have to take your time, slow down a little bit, and just be aware of what's going on around you, especially with the construction going on in the downtown area. That's my only complaint. It's not the drivers, it's more the driving. You know, I'm not going to sit here and go off on the drivers, going to rant on the drivers. Now, you know the a-holes when you see them, but everybody else, you know, sometimes you miss a sign or something, or, you know, you might get a message, or you might have gone through something and got you a little stressed out, you're not paying attention. But seriously, pay attention on the roads. All right? Let's blow the whistle real quick. Wrong whistle. Let's do a countdown real quick. So, my last thing that I hate about the driving situation in the roads and the whole traffic situation in the city.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Sunday drivers, last but not least. Sunday drivers. Now, you know what I mean? Do you know what I mean about a Sunday driver? Well, here it is. Sunday drivers are known to cruise, take the time, take in the scene, enjoy everything. One situation that you want to avoid is driving too slow during rush hours and during times when it's heavy traffic. Events at universities like Liberty, Lynchburg, University of Lynchburg. You don't want to get out here and think that the road belongs to you and you're cruising along. I mean, it's cool to cruise, but it's places with the speed limit like 25, 35. Don't cruise and go like 45 on the Monacan Bypass where it's like 70. You know what I mean? And then you got your vehicle with antique tags, so there's no inspections, no guarantee that it's even safe enough to really perform with these newer vehicles. So, just respect the others on the road, and when you're driving and cruising, getting your chill on, Sunday drivers, show some love to the real drivers out here, the people who are in a hurry to get places. The real drivers, I'm sorry. Show some awareness, I should say, to the drivers who are, you know, maybe an urgent situation. It's cool to cruise. I cruise, but I cruise when there's nobody behind me. Like, I'm not going to hold people up just because I want to take it slow. So, guys, it's just a few things that were on my mind about the one thing that bothers me about the city, which is the driving. And trust me, I got the same complaints for different reasons. Virginia Beach, Pittsburgh. Guys, be safe on the roads. Stay aware on the roads. Keep the phones down. If you're stressed out, angry about something, drive, but don't drive out there and take your anger out on the other drivers or your vehicle or the gas pedal. Be safe. It might save a life. It might save your own life. But you always got to make it safe to your destination. And if you have passengers, think of them. You got souls on board with you now. Drive safe. Hey, y'all. FCFEA Talk Radio. Another quick one. Shout out to Rivermont. I'm out. Make sure you subscribe on all platforms. Just do a quick search for FCFEA and you'll find the way. I'd like to give a big shout out to the new FCFEA store. Find it on eBay. Find your cell accessories and more. It's a little bit of everything, but right now we got some phone cases in store, and I will be updating the items in the next couple of days. So y'all stay tuned. FCFEA.